What is up, everybody, and welcome back to episode 11 of the FMC show. And here today with me, I've got, as usual, Park Era Games. How are you doing, my friend?
Very good. A bit hot, but otherwise getting through, no worries at all.
Bit hot, yeah. You were telling me a bit before about the heat stroke you're having over there that made me a bit jealous.
Yeah, well, it's pretty hot. I mean, it's 11 o'clock in the evening here, and it's 26 degrees. So that'll give you an idea what the... What...
Can we lend some of your heat?
Shut up, Swan. You haven't been introduced yet.
I'm jumping the gun.
You're not even here yet. Yeah. You're just
I've got two fans on the go at full speed.
And with us, obviously, we have Super Swan as per usual.
How's it going? My name is Adam, and as you all know, I am a Super Swan.
And he jumps the gun.
Yeah, I can't help it. I like to talk to people.
It's
okay.
It's completely fine. To be fair, I can completely get it. I was jealous when he told me as well. I said, we don't even get summers that hot. Like,
I know, wasn't it? I saw this in 27 degrees. I was like, I could be really warm right now. I could do with some of that heat.
Saying that, though, I think I would hate to be sleeping in that heat.
Yep.
That would be the worst, because I like to be chill at night. I like to be, you know, my wife will be in bed with, like, every piece of clothing and every pajama set and dressing gown she's got on with the cover wrapped around her. I'm sat there like every part of body that I can get out of the bed. It's just absolutely crazy how different men and women are when it comes to the bedtime.
Give me no sheets, nothing. Just I want to. Yep, you can have it all.
There you go. So that is a picture for everyone, listeners. That's free as well. You don't even have to sign up to a Patreon or anything to get that image.
Don't say we don't give you anything.
Yeah, don't say we don't give you anything. Yeah. A sweaty Park Era. Okay, right. So we have two new countries, boys. We've got Germany and Singapore listening.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah,
say hi to Germany and Singapore.
Hello, Singapore.
Slowly but surely, we're conquering the globe.
Yeah, so we've got we've finally got above 50 audience size. So we've been around the 50 mark since we started, which has been brilliant, and I want to thank every single listener out there. We've gone 51 audience size now, which is the best we've ever had. So we are growing very, very slowly. Between the week 16th to the 22nd of January, we had 71 listeners, which obviously to a big podcast isn't massive, but to us it's absolutely huge. 71 people listening in 1 week is pretty incredible.
Awesome numbers, though.
Yeah. Awesome numbers. Big boy numbers, as we said last week.
We appreciate each and every one of you.
It's the double figures, isn't it? We've got to double figures. People trust us now. We're not going away. We're not going anywhere, hopefully.
Famous last words.
Yeah. Famous last words, yeah.
Don't go to Chester.
I know, what.
Yeah, if Swan finds himself in Chester at any point and he does become deceased, we will close the pod down for
in
memorial reasons.
Cheers, guys. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate
We wouldn't be able to do it without him.
I know. Cheers. I feel loved and appreciated.
You are. Above all the banter.
Well, as long as I don't go to Chester, I think I'll be fine.
Yeah. So as we were saying, episode 11 of the FMC show, and today our main topics are going to be the worst saves we've had on Football Manager. But before we get to that, let's just have a little chat about our saves. Super Swan has found himself in Ireland.
I have. So we have been in Ireland, Northern Ireland we've been in. So we've been there now for nearly a full season. It's going very well. It's going very surprisingly well, to a point where we're actually top of the table, considering we were only after a mid-table position when we started last week. So, yeah, it's one of those instances where things are going too well, and then you think to yourself, something's going to happen.
Yeah, you're gonna turn it off and then start again.
Like... Yeah, that's it. Maybe they've just given me all my wins at the start of the season, and then towards the end they'll go, right, we're going to balance this out now. We're going to give him all his losses. So I'm a bit scared every time to turn the game off, just in case I end the run. But no, we're in a title challenge. This is really good. We discovered our 16-year-old Glenn Green in our academy, who's turned out to be our best player ever. So the secret is to try and keep hold of him, because he's so integral part of our team, and he's only on a youth contract. And he doesn't want to sign a professional contract. So I'm just praying to the gods that he stays long enough to see us through to the end of the season, to be honest with you. But yeah, we're top of the Danksbank Premiership. It's going well at the moment.
So you're kind of going through the Eric Anderson thing that I went through, where, you know, you needed to keep him because he's that good. But
yeah,
you know, he doesn't feel like you can achieve what he wants. But if you at least if you get to keep him to the end of the season, if he goes, are you leaving?
Well, that's it there, because he is like, I think, was he 4.5-star ability player? He's only 16 years old. He is like scoring all my goals for me. So if he does go, it's going to be very hard to replace him and try and mount another challenge next season.
It sounds like he could be one of these players that you carry with you. Like,
yeah, I think so. So if we do move on at some point, I think I'll be keeping a close eye on our striker from Glentoran. So yeah, it's all going good. So next week now we'll be going into the title running. So
wait a minute, I thought you were Linfield.
Nah, Linfield's our rival. It's Glentoran. Don't you talk dirty to me like that. I got to make sure I keep that divide there. I am very clearly Glentoran's number one man.
You've been a Glentoran manager for about a week and you've got that hatred for Linfield already.
Oh, 100%. I am team Glentoran already. And it's one of those things where, like, every club I've been to when I do journeyman series, I always like to keep tabs on them in real life. Say, oh, how are they getting on? Like, Cups from Finland, I got a bit of a thing for as well, because I took over them in Football Manager 2019.
Yeah.
But, so last week, the goal was mid-table. This week, we're top of the league. So hopefully next week, lads, I can come back on this podcast and say that we've won the league. So fingers crossed.
Cool. And back to the rival thing. Do you feel like you actually get hatred from him in real life?
Yeah, 100%.
Like now if someone said to you, oh, I'm a Linfield fan, would you, like, want to punch his face in?
I just like, mate, you chose very poorly. I am green, black and red pumps through my blood when I'm in Northern Ireland.
Give him the whole passionate speech. You just need to see my Glentoran save and you'll be forever changed.
Let me just give you the name Glenn Green, the 16-year-old from our academy, comes through the ranks, wins us the league, hopefully. So I am fully on board the Glentoran train.
Okay, good stuff. Parkera, how was your save going?
Pre-season just before season two. Most recent episodes that we went out were just a general season preview, or review, I should say. Just a look around all the other major leagues that I have loaded. Something I usually do at the end of every season. So you can touch base on, you know, who won what.
Is that not to kind of keep tabs on where you might want to go next?
Not really. It's just something I've always done. I think it's a bit of curiosity for other people, you know, see where their team is or who's winning what, where, sort of deal. I mean, it's not really any surprises, really, when you consider most of the leagues, especially like if, when you're looking at, you know, the Scottish Prem or Spain or even the EPL. But I usually chuck those in after season, just before the review and the preview. So the next episode, whenever that goes out, will be the new season. So I believe, if I can recall, I am at a spot ready to record just before the first game of the season. So that shouldn't take too long to load up and kick into it.
Cool. So just a disclaimer, the blowing into the microphone is not one of the Twitch girls doing ASMRs. It's unfortunately, sorry to break it to you, it's the naked Parkera and his fans.
I think that's better, to be honest with you.
Well,
one man's opinion, just saying.
It's probably not just your opinion. There's probably thousands and maybe millions out there that think that.
I think there's definitely millions out there. I agree.
There's only so many Twitch girls you can see blowing gently and whispering into a microphone.
I'd rather have Parkera's tones come through the mic than any girls.
So yeah, it's not him actually just blowing into the mic. It's his fans, you know. Yep. And he's got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Unlike me, who have only got two Adams.
Up the Adamson army.
Adamson army. I can't believe you pointed out that I only have like two to five fans go into every one of my away games.
True story. You know,
actually true story. I thought I was building up some sort of army, and I wasn't. I've got like a handful of fans each game, and according to Adam or Super Swan, they are called Adam Adamsons and Adam's dog.
Four away fans, and we worked out it was myself. It was FM Stag. You had Ericsson, who was in your chat, and our dog.
Yeah.
Four.
So, was it four the most? Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself with five.
Christ. Start at the bottom, work your way up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, start slowly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, as we're talking about my save. Not much has happened. We are. I don't know if I said last week we were top. We are still top, and we did get a massive win against Daggerfors, who are closest team to us. They were second, and we played them when we were 3 points ahead of them. So if we'd lost, we would have gone equal points, but we would still would have been top by goal difference. And the weird thing is you know when you see something like that from in the future in Football Manager, I don't know if you get what I mean, but I've looked at the fixtures and I've just played Daggerfors, and obviously it was a big game because, you know, league standings, but I've also got them last game of the season.
Ooh.
So for some reason, and I don't know if it's going back to last week and superstitions, but that's saying to me that Football Manager is going to keep us on quite an even keel until that game.
Yeah, it's going to go down to the last game of the season.
Yeah. And I just feel that's what's going to happen. So I've had such a good start, but things are sort of stuttering a little bit now. We are still top. We are top by 6 points. No, I think it's 4 points now because we drew our last game and they won their last game, I think. So I think it got brought down to 4 points. But we are still top and we are still pushing. And that is phenomenal considering our last season where we were literally only just stayed up via the playoffs.
Yeah, so that's good.
We brought in, I think it was like 6 or 7 players, as I said last week, and they have made a big difference. So hopefully we can keep that up.
So if you get promoted, then it'll be the top division of Sweden then, isn't it? That you get promoted to, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know whether I want to carry on and maybe see if we can win that, seeing as it's the top division.
I'd give it a year. Give yourself a year in the top division, see where you finish, just for the reputation boost of finishing in a better division. And then
I was thinking that,
have a peek and see what's out there.
Yeah, Matty Eriksson, my chief scout, as I call him now, because he's an absolute diamond. He was saying that there's such a big channel between the First Division Elite and the Premier Division. He said near enough every team that goes up almost definitely comes back down in it.
Because of such the gap between the teams, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like the Championship and Premier League. I guess it's more like maybe Scotland. Do you know what I mean? Like where it's quite a big gulf between the two of them. So I'm guessing the first season is just going to be steady in the ship. But I kind of want to win the league just because it's the top league. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But we'll see. We might have a club come in for us that might sway me. Money isn't a problem. Yeah.
And I'll have a look and see what's out there.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. Okay, so let's go on to our main topic. We have had a really, really, really good response to our Twitter and Discord in relation to people's worst saves on FM. So we'll start with The Don Gaming. He said he managed a team in his FM 18 journeyman called Mersin Imandriu. Spelling
rolls
on the second
tongue.
Part of that. So it might not be the right spelling. But they were from Turkey. They were his first club. They had found themselves in the third tier after back-to-back relegations and a points deduction. Thought it would be a great team to turn around. Famous last words. Got there, small squad, couple of foreign players who were ineligible to play, one lad taking up a third of the wage bill on his own and a huge amount of debt. Rebuild the team on something like 45 loan players who I could get in without scouting to save money wherever I could. And whatever free agents would take the minimum allowed contract. I think they've since folded in real life, but easily the worst situation I've seen in a club on FM. That's quite dire.
There's a lot of stuff you have to do with that type of save, isn't there, when it comes to like money and stuff like that?
Yeah. I think that's similar to my one that I'd bit off, but we'll get to that later. Where you bite off a bit too much, you think, oh, this would be a brilliant challenge, and then you get there and you're like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, this is a no-win situation. Then we've got Ian, Seattle Red. He's put IFK Malmo, which is in FM15, so I'm not sure how this works, but they were in the Swedish fourth tier. They're like the champions of Sweden in my save, which is weird, unless it's a different Malmo.
Yeah, it could be like a feeder team or a
Yeah, because they have
IFK
and then they have other ones, don't know, like FF and stuff like that. So it could well be that. The best players had the first touch of an amorous elephant, the positional sense of drunken toddlers. Possibly the best quote I've read out on the show. We've got promoted playing Mike Bassett-esque 4-4-2, the tactical philosophy being F tactics, just kick it harder, lads.
Yep.
Brilliant season, utterly ridiculous. Highlights on the match engine. Okay, fair enough. That's just 3D match engine getting walloped again.
Yeah.
Nothing new there.
Especially if you've got an amazing first touch as just been described. I can imagine that could be quite frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. Next, we've got the FMC big boss, Dazman. Lester Nirvana. I've never heard of them, but that sounds...
Lester Nirvana.
Have you heard of them? Any of you guys heard of them?
Well,
no.
Unless they've got a song out.
I've heard of Nirvana, but I
was just going to say, yeah. Unless they've got a song out called Smells Like Teen Spirit, probably not.
It'd be called Smells Like Teen Spirit, wouldn't it? I'll get me coat. Yeah. So Lester Nirvana was mine, picked by viewers, hated every minute of it. Hated the players and staff, just no effort with the club. Kits were horrible. I mean, that's always a big downside. I don't know if it's just me. I do tend to try and pick teams with kits. I can't... I know occasionally I do get one with like an away red kit or something, but I try not to be a team with a red kit. Is that just me or...
I'm not fussed on the kits.
I don't usually look at the kit.
No, so it's just me then.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm learning all these things. These are things that could have been good on last week's. Do you know what I mean? I just couldn't think of. Just did not get on with the save, quit and left.
So, fair enough.
He wasn't happy with that one.
Actually, if you do like everything, then yeah, I think that's a good time to probably quit,
yeah,
to be honest.
I mean,
with you.
It's the same as if you're playing a game that you're not enjoying, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
You're not going to stream it or put it on YouTube channel because it shows, do you know what I mean? So Bad Jokes Gaming says, sorry, FM newbie. He's got a cheeky little plug in there, even though he didn't get a question in. Sorry, FM newbie, because he's a Crystal Palace fan, that'll be. But it was Palace for me a few FMs back. I think I've blanked it out, which was for my sanity. I ended up there in a journeyman. I saved them from relegation, but board did not want to spend anything. Had no one I could sell to raise funds, so quit just 6 months after joining.
Plus, it's always harder when you take over the club you support as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially when the board doesn't want to budge on any financials and you can't.
Well, this was Bad Jokes Gaming talking to FM Newbie because he supports.
Right, okay.
But it wasn't a club he supports. I think Bad Jokes is a Leicester fan. No, West Ham fan. Sorry, West Ham fan, isn't he? Yeah.
Okay.
Poor fella.
Yeah. Oh, FM Newbie did get one, I think. FM Newbie did get a question in. He's the very next one. So he must have... So thanks a lot for that, Bad Jokes Gaming. You're probably the reason he got one in.
By replying to that question, you've made it onto the show.
Yeah. Congratulations. and FM Newbie says, and for my answer, I'll apologise to Michelinio FM. I should have started a chain thing, shouldn't I?
I know, well, it's like a...
Michelinio better have had one. He better have one on there. So he's saying Djurgårdens. They're a Swedish team, aren't they? Djurgårdens?
Yeah, I think they are.
With a D at the beginning. Yeah. Played 3 games and lost 7-1, 6-0 and 4-1. That's all he said. I'm guessing that's all there is to say.
Enough said, really.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm guessing he didn't stay after that.
I think I would have just quit on the spot as well if I'd get hammered 3 games in a row. But I got, no, this is not the team for me. I'm out.
Yeah.
At least
he saw it through to the 3. conceding 13 goals in 2 games, I mean...
A very respectable 3 games in charge.
Yeah, yeah. And next we've got David Dodgson, quite a reputable fella on the show. He's been on a few times. Spartak Moscow, I think it was FM12. I took the job as they were mid-table, but I only raised... But only raised for bad things, I'm guessing... Were once I got there. Squad full of aging players, 5 left wingers and no right backs. All players with low determination and no money to spend. That's poor. You know when you get into a team and you think, we can turn this around, then you get there and they've all got like zero determination and all the dynamics bars are on red and you're like...
Especially if you're on a journeyman team as well and you think you've got to a big club and you think, oh yes, this is going to be my big break. And then like you say, you turn up like Dodgy said there, you got like all aging players, you got all out of positions, the dynamics are low. Yeah, everyone hates you.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And if they've got no determination, there's no way of turning it around, is there? And you're not going to get enough time to, like, especially if you start just after a transfer window's finished, you've got to do half season with this team. You're going to get sacked before you even can turn anything around.
Exactly. It's tough times. And it's quite hard, especially with all that going up against you as well.
Definitely. So he's put another one on as well. He said, but worst is in lowest rep is a team, which I think is brilliant. And he said, great name in brackets, Assumption United. I'm guessing he assumed he would do a good job there.
You all know what they say about assuming.
Exactly. It makes an ass out of you and me. Do you know what? Joe told me that. My boss.
It wasn't me.
When I was working in a store. I was only about 17. And I can't remember exactly what it was about, but I remember her drawing it out for me. So I must have really annoyed her. But I'd said something like, I just thought, you know, obviously along them lines. And she said, come here. And she drew it on a bit. She got on a bit of A4 paper and just drew assume. And then in brackets, she spelt the rest of our social media.
Oh, so she actually put it on a paper for you and spelt it out to you.
And she was like, arse.
You must have done something
brackets.
Really
exactly,
bad.
Exactly. I hated her anyway. She was a dick.
I wonder why.
I hope she's not one of the listeners, because otherwise, welcome to the show. and they were in the Thai third division, which was an add-on league, obviously. It was starting point for my FM15 journeyman. So, Assumption United, I kind of want to have a go there now.
I'd love to know how you get recruited to that club. Do they have to go through the piece of paper thing that you did with your old boss? And that's like the initiation of getting into the club.
Yeah, and like the whole lesson, it's like community service, and the whole lesson at the club is don't assume stuff.
Yeah.
You could make a real fun series out of that, a mini series, and just see how many times you put assume in an episode.
Yeah. And every time someone says assume in an episode on Twitch now or YouTube, I'm just going to put assume, and then I'm going to bracket out. The bits.
You need to have it written out and it's a GIF or something and just post it.
Yeah, like my manager did, yeah.
There we are. Job done.
Here's FM Stag. I'm not going to use his real name.
Why not? Go on.
For thingy reasons. For
Go
legal
on.
Reasons.
I think we should say his name. I think it's
I don't think. I don't even know his name, to be fair.
Do you want me to tell the name for you?
You don't know his name.
I do know his
name. No, you don't. No one knows his name. He's just known as FM Stag in the...
He's one of your four-way fans. You have to give him his name.
Okay, Adam. It's Adam. Okay.
Oh, hearts just skip the beat then, but there we are. Carry
Adam.
On.
Okay, Adam. Hashtag F Adams.
Hashtag
That's
going to
be
Army.
Merchandise for my channel, Zoom, by the way.
Hashtag Adam Tsunami.
Well, we had this chat on my Twitch thing, didn't we? On my channel. And basically, my issue with Adams is that Adam... as in Super Swan, decided to say Adams are the best, we were the first people on Earth. And I said, well, yeah, and you ruined it for the rest of us. That was basically it. Because you couldn't resist the temptation.
You wouldn't be here, according to the Bible, if it wasn't for Adam and Eve.
No, we would be here, according to the Bible. We'd be here in paradise.
Hashtag Adam Tsunami.
Yeah, but you ate the bloody apple.
Exactly. You let that you know, they say the snake was the one that told you to do it, but really it was the woman from your loins, Adam.
There's no visible proof of this ever happening. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, then there was no visible proof that Adam was the first person on Earth. So I win either way.
Well, that's not what the story says, and I'm only going what's out there. So hashtag Adam Tsunami.
Okay, so the Adam Tsunami. I'm gonna have to change the Kylex clan to Adam Tsunami, aren't I?
Yep.
So FM Stag, anyway, he managed QPR in FM 2014. Well, it just says 2014 to 2015, so I don't know if that's...
Could be either or.
It'd be FM 2014, wouldn't it?
It'd be FM 15, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be 15, yeah, because they start the season before, don't they?
Season before, yeah.
So the below was my lineup, and I finished absolute stone dead, bottom of the Premier League on about 13 points. The club was spiralled in debt. I got sacked and couldn't get another job until League One Barnsley an entire year later. It was tough to play. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of his players because I've screenshotted it, and I'm not going to go back and it'll take me too long to find the actual tweet. But his team was starting from the goalkeeper, Robert Green, Richard Dunn. I mean, he's got the record for scoring the most own goals in Premier League history ever. So that's always a good start. Stephen Colker, Neda Manua, Mauricio Isla, Carl Henry and Traore. I can't even see his strikers, but I'm guessing they're not great.
Yeah, I've seen the Tweety Pup on that one, and one player stuck out to me was Leroy Fair. And I only know because he played for Swansea as well.
Was he one of the forwards?
Yeah, midfielder.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, midfielder. So, yeah, that's all I've got. Daz FM Heaven, one of my good pals. Hong Kong Dreams sounds like a massage parlor.
These are amazing football club names. We've had Assumption United and Hong Kong Dreams.
Yeah, like I feel like I want to go and get a massage in Hong Kong Dreams.
Sounds like a fancy hotel.
It would be a bit exotic to try a HK save, so Hong Kong. They were dire in one of the lowest standard leagues in the world. A poor combination. I got sacked after half a season having only won one game. And he's a blogger, so he really, really, really goes into detail with like tactics and stuff like that. So
clearly,
that must have been...
The club should have been called Hong Kong Nightmare as opposed to Hong Kong Dreams.
See what you did there, Swan. See what you did. And it was not. That's not better than my joke earlier.
Well, we'll let the viewers be the judge of that, or the listeners,
right, so
I guess.
If this was a YouTube video, guys, write in the comments and say who's got the best ones.
Or if you're listening, just tweet me and say, yes, your joke was better than Kyle X Plays'. That's fine. I'll take that.
He needs the win, guys. He needs the win.
I'm all about that W.
The one and only Tenacious G. Cardiff City in the network save on FM18. Only team I have ever been sacked from. That's fighting talk, that. Although may have been my poor technical choices.
No, I think
squad.
It's Cardiff City. I think that's probably the reason why. Not because I'm biased at all, but yeah.
No, because you're from Cardiff, aren't you? Not Swansea.
Don't be spreading lies out to the listeners now. You've already
that's
said I was
a midfield
start. Manager. I could be banned from Belfast and I could be banned from Wales with the way this is going.
Well, you're already banned from Chester, so why not?
I was
going
to say, I have to emigrate somewhere else.
Okay, dictate the games next. Probably Everton. He's not sure, so he must have a few.
Yeah, which one of those five worst saves can I put? Ah, we'll put Everton in there.
Yeah, so he's gone with Everton. Despite supporting them, I could never get anything going with them. So that's his shout. I mean, to be fair, that could be the Everton manager, the actual Everton manager, couldn't it, saying that?
Exactly. Plus, Everton's a bit of a poison sort of chance.
That's what I mean, yeah. Like, they just don't... Like, they're like the typical football manager team, aren't they? Like, the players they have should be so much better than what they're performing. So that's it, I think. Oh no, we've got one more, sorry. One more latecomer, sorry.
Oh, sneaking in at the end.
He sneaked in. And he did, because he messaged me last night and I messaged him as soon as I got up saying, the worst team you've managed. So he got back in time. And he said he managed the Sounders FC in the MLS, which is already a poor start. Like, FM players know not to manage in the MLS.
Oh, yeah, MLS. Oh, no,
I'm
no,
going to
right.
do it one day, and I'm going to do it successfully, but I'm building up for it first. Go on, Parker.
It's going to take a lot of building up.
MLS, it's a nightmare. It's a graveyard.
Yeah. I think you've just got to be that knowledgeable in the MLS, because it's just so different from anything else. You know what I mean? Like, I know rules change via countries anyway, but generally it's the same game. But the only similarity to the game in the MLS to the rest of the world is that you play on a pitch with the same amount of players and use tactics. Like, that's it. Like, the rest of it, like, all the rules are completely different, and the way the players come in, and you've got what they call players, designated players,
designated players.
It's just an absolute nightmare and minefield. So it was near the end of the season, only three games left to play, and they struggled that season. I won two of the three games, and when the season ended, they sacked me.
Probably for the best, to be honest with you.
Yep, they did you a favour, Hordris. That was Hordris, by the way. Yeah, they did you a favour. Many have tried the MLS, and many have failed. I'm yet actually to see a football manager creator do well in the MLS. I think even Bood struggled in the MLS, and he's generally a mastermind.
It's a tough league. I think there's so many rules, and you could make a whole different game with just the MLS, I think, because it's such different to everything else. But I remember trying it once, and I think even after, like, I haven't even played a game, and I quit because there were so many, like, rules and drafts and bidding for players, but you weren't bidding for money, you were bidding for places. And
that's it. You think you're buying a player, don't you? And then you don't get him, and you're like, what? I've just bought him. Like, where's my money gone?
Yeah. So for all the MLS managers out there, fair play, guys. It's, you know, you've got a better understanding of this game than I have. I'll tell you that for a fact.
Yeah. Parkera, what's your worst save?
I can't really have one. I don't really have one that comes to mind, to be honest. After all these years, I mean, there's nothing that sticks out, you know, as the worst.
But you are the most casual football manager player, as stated last week, wasn't it? so like, you're just like, oh, I got sacked, all right, move on.
Well, with that revelation as well, he's also the most successful football manager ever, seen as he's never had a bad club, so he's just smashing it every time.
So well done. Yeah, the casual player wins.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I just, you know, it's like, oh yeah, just next club, here we go.
not a problem. Probably for the best.
Really, I mean, there's probably been it in the past. A couple, you know, a few, but there's nothing that stands, no standout one that to this day bothers me or pisses me off about it, you know.
I feel like you're the most positive person in the world. Like, you're just like, well, they've sacked me. It's probably for the best. I'll just move on. I'll
probably sack me because I was looking for other jobs.
Yeah. I'll clear my desk.
Leave before you're kicked.
Yeah. Okay, so mine, I think, is, it's not, I think, it's the worst save I've ever done. And it was my beta save it was my first YouTube series, actually. I didn't even finish it in the end because it was just that annoying.
Yeah.
It is the first save on my YouTube channel. And not only was it poor quality, like, it was just terrible. If anyone goes back and watches it, I've just recovered from a bout of Bell palsy, or not recovered, but I thought I'd had a stroke, and half my face was like not working. So I thought, what's the best thing I can do? Start a YouTube channel, obvs. So if you watch it, and half my face is not working, that's why. it's recovered now. It was a Bolton on FM18. We had no decent players. Obviously, it was when they'd just gone through their period of unrest and relegations, and basically the worst period in their whole life. No money, barely any staff, no consistency whatsoever. They just couldn't play. I couldn't progress anything. I think I just about kept them up the first season, but I just seemed to stay where I was. Like, I just couldn't progress because we had 40-year-old Aaron Wilbraham, who was actually our top goal scorer, which says it all.
I was just gonna say, having a 40-year-old be your top goal scorer kind of sums it all up very nicely there, doesn't
it? I mean,
it?
He was a beast, but I think he was only a beast compared to the fact the rest of the team were absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
And then anyone who was half decent that we got, that we had, was taken, like, because they were on non-contracts, weren't they? So it was just an absolute nightmare. So yeah, that was my first YouTube save on FM, and that was exactly what I was saying earlier about biting off more than I could chew. I thought, yeah, that'll be a great one.
Yeah.
And I got in there and I was just like, do you know what?
There was a lot of stuff going against you there, do you know what I mean? Not just in the game, but obviously elsewhere. But that was very tough when you got hardly any players and the club's in free fall, and you think, oh, it's just gonna be a massive project, but it's so tough.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah, so that was my one. What about yours?
Mine was FM, I want to say 16, and it was before I did any YouTube or anything like that. It was a personal save I did. Journeyman type save, so again, you know, starting from the bottom, work my way up. And the first club I went to was Stirling Albion in Scottish League 2, and very similar to what everybody else has been saying, really. It was just no money, the players were awful, I couldn't get anyone in, nobody wanted to come, even if I could get them in, and I just couldn't sign anyone, and it just absolutely ripped everything away from me. And we finished bottom of the league and obviously got relegated, and then I got sacked. And I could have looked for another club, but I literally just went into my game folder, deleted the save and started again, and vowed never to venture to Scotland ever again. So it was just awful. I hated it. It to a point where it almost threw out my love for Football Manager, because I didn't like it that much. I think it was, well, it might have been a bit earlier, actually, because I think it was the first time I'd ever come across where they brought agents in, like, for agents negotiating contracts. And
Yeah, that sounds about right, FM16, yeah.
I couldn't sign anyone, and it just absolutely ruined me. And like I say, my players were awful. And
do you think the agent thing, because it was the maybe the first one they brought in, just think it was like maybe a bit OP, and they were like too serious, like
maybe, or it could just be like I didn't understand it, which is highly likely, to be honest with you. But yeah, it was just an awful team, poor finances, poor board, poor everything, poor manager, everything just resulted in a relegation. So yeah, and as soon as I hear the question, it that team comes straight to mind. So yeah. I now have a bit of a dislike of Stirling Albion. So hello, Stirling Albion fans. Hope you're
saying
all
that Newcastle have just signed a youngster from them.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't remember his name. He's someone I'll probably never hear of again, because whenever we sign these youngsters that are meant to be like wonder kids, we loan them out and then they end up playing for like a division. Vauxhall Conference anymore. Jeez.
Yeah.
How long ago was it Vauxhall Conference? Conference team, and then we never get them back, or we loan them to Rangers and never get them back. But either way, they come in with all the promise and all that, and then we just never hear from them again. So.
I didn't have any players like that at all. So yeah. Be lucky that you've had that player from them.
Cool. Okay, so it's time for Swan to have his feathers plucked.
Well, that happens on a regular basis anyway, so I'm kind of past that point now.
His feathers plucked, or his plevers...
I think after last week, I got no feathers left, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. So, Parkera, have you got the questions at the ready?
We have got the questions. Let's see if you guys can answer more than one. I've got a few backup today. Which team earned the most points from losing position in the Premier League in 2001-2002?
Manchester United.
So I'm going to go with someone like... I want to say West Ham.
Right, but if we're both wrong, I'm going to say an answer. And if I'm right, you don't have to give me a point.
So this team...
Are we both wrong?
This team got 34 points from losing positions.
Wow, that's quite impressive.
And they finished fourth that year.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't one.
And that team was Newcastle United.
Oh, Joe, I was thinking it's going to be a mid-table team. Someone like Newcastle, but I thought it's not going to be Newcastle. Jeez.
Wow.
Hang on, when was this? When did we win anything from a losing position? We can barely come back from a losing position. Jeez. I can't believe I didn't get that. In my head, I was thinking it's going to be someone mid-table. That's why I went West Ham. But in my head, I was like Newcastle, or I'll go West Ham because they're more likely. God's sake.
I went for United because they always seem to get points from losing positions. So I thought I'd throw that one out there as an educated guess.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, that was interesting. All right, so which player made 310 consecutive Premier League appearances from August 2004 to October 2012?
Brad Friedel.
Oh, that was a nice shout. It's got to be a goalkeeper, hasn't it, to make that many consecutive. Yeah, it's got to be a goalkeeper. I'm going to go... Brad Friedel, such a good shout. Shay Given.
So the answer was Brad Friedel.
Yeah, I knew it
God
straight away.
Damn it.
Straight away.
And as soon as you said it, I was like, that's not a bad shout, actually. And then I was thinking, it has to be a goalkeeper because no outfield player could play that many.
I always remember because there was, when around about 2012, when it ended, there was a big fuss about it. They were saying, like, oh, he's going to end his streak. So that's how I remembered.
That's a hell of a long time.
It is, yeah.
All right. So which three teams were relegated from the Premiership at the end of the 2017-18 season?
Swansea City. Who else went down that year? Norwich. West Brom.
Norwich were in there. I'm going to go with Swansea because he would know.
Watch out.
Swansea, West Brom. I don't think it was Norwich, though. I'm just going to throw in Derby. No, not Derby County. Yeah, I'm just Derby County. I don't think it was Derby County, but...
All right, so the three were Swansea, Stoke, and West Brom. So you both got the two teams.
So it was Stoke that went down.
Stoked. Oh, of course it was. They haven't come back up since, have they?
So you both get it for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, because
I knew Swansea went down straight away because I was there the last game of the season, and I remember.
And a follow up to the above question: which team finished bottom?
Oh Christ!
West Brom.
Let me think about this one. It wasn't us. I know it wasn't us. I think it might have been West Brom, you know. I'll go West Brom as well. If we're both wrong, we'll both go wrong together.
West Brom.
Oh, get in there.
At least we've beaten last week.
Yeah, already. That's pretty good. All right, which manager has won the most amount of promotions to the Premier League?
Neil Warnock.
Sam Allardyce.
Both wrong. The answer is Steve Bruce.
Oh,
God's sake.
Four times. He did twice with Birmingham and twice with Hull.
Oh, wow. Fair enough. Yeah. That's a good shout.
Yeah. Now, which team has had the longest unbeaten run at home in the Premier League?
Liverpool.
Yeah, I think Liverpool as well.
The answer is Chelsea. For 86 games between March 2004 and October 2008.
Oh, right, know, so when they were good then. When they were good, yeah.
I was thinking of Chelsea. But I know Liverpool have gone on an unbeaten run at the moment. I was thinking
they're like 40 games unbeaten or something, aren't they?
86 games for Chelsea, yeah, at home. It's quite a massive total.
Yeah, I think it was 04, 05, 06.
So following the 2003-2004 season, Arsenal acquired what nickname as they became the first club to complete a Premier League campaign without losing a single game?
The Invincibles.
Yeah, the Invincibles.
Yep. And follow up to that one, which team ended their unbeaten run?
Man United.
Southampton.
The answer is Man United.
Get it there. I think it was Machida scored the goal, I think. Was that the game that he scored the goal in? I think it was 2-1 the scores, if I remember rightly. And I'm pretty sure it was the game Machida scored in. But like when he scored that screamer.
The game.
The singular.
Yeah, then that was the game where Roy Keane went all off his nut.
It
was a pretty intense game. Well, they were all at that time. All right, so name the only player to score 100 goals for two separate clubs in the Premier League.
Oh,
Alan Shearer.
Wayne Rooney.
Alan Shearer.
Yeah.
Blackburn, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Pulled it back.
For the 2019-20 season, London has five clubs in the Premier League, so this season. Name the only one that lies south of the River Thames.
Oh, geography. I don't know. Being a Welsh, but I don't venture to London quite often.
South of the River Thames. Well, I'm from south, so I probably should be getting this one, but I'm only going to have a guess. So, who have we got?
I'm going to say Crystal Palace, just because why not?
I think that might be right, actually.
If it is, I'm a genius.
Because I was thinking Charlton, and Crystal Palace are probably the closest team to Charlton. Yeah, I think Crystal Palace as well.
Yep, that's correct.
Oh, get in there. What a guess.
I was thinking Charlton, but they're not in the Premier League, and I was thinking, who's the closest team to Charlton?
Okay, so there's only two questions to go.
Oh.
And we draw them.
Which two teammates infamously started fighting in Newcastle's 3-0 home defeat to Aston Villa in 2005?
Kieran Dyer, Lee Boyer.
Yeah, Kieran Dyer and Lee Bowie it was.
So I should get a point for saying the right answer there, but...
Well I wasn't going to say it, so you could just repeat it, was I?
Okay, so last question. When Wayne Rooney scored his first league goal for Everton in October 2002, how old was he and which keeper did he score against?
Oh. Now, when you say how old he is, are we going down to days as well, or just
no,
how
years,
old is
surely.
He is?
Just his age.
16. David Seaman.
I don't think it was David Seaman. It was Arsenal, though. I'm going to go 16. And who was the Arsenal goalkeeper at the time?
You might be right. Actually, it might have been a bit before Seaman.
Who was it? I'm thinking...
I know who it is, if it's not David Seaman.
I don't think it was David Seaman. John Lukic? I don't think it was, but I'm just going to go with...
You're thinking of Jens Lehmann.
Lehmann, that is who I was thinking of, yeah.
So is it your final answer?
What? No, Jens Lehmann's my final answer.
You can't just change it now.
So he was 16 years old.
Yeah, so we got that.
And the goalkeeper was David Seaman.
Was it David Seaman, really? 16. Wow, I didn't realise it was that long ago.
And David Seaman was the goalkeeper, so Swan wins at 8-7.
Wow. I'm actually so surprised it was David Seaman.
He was around for a hell of a long time.
Yeah, he was.
I know he had retired before Thingy came on, because I remember the game. I remember the game that's the game that started Rooney's career, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I remember it being Arsenal, and I remember it in being 16. I just couldn't remember the goalkeeper.
I was thinking myself whether or not it was towards the end of Seaman at Arsenal when Lehmann came in. But yeah. I thought, nah, it's 2003, I think we said. So I thought, that's got to be Seaman.
Yeah.
So David Seaman's ponytail brings home the bacon.
What did you see at home that reminded you of that?
my ponytail, obviously.
Okay, good going. So that means that you're on 4, doesn't it? 4-2-2 now. He's running off. He's running off of it. 4-2-2.
Very nice.
Sven is nice. Okay, so that is all we've got time for today, guys. So if you want to just let the people know where they can find you, that'd be great.
You can find me on Twitter and on YouTube at Pakura Games. Nice and simple.
So with myself, Super Swan on YouTube, on Twitter at SuperSwanYT. I'm on the Discord, Super Swan, so drop me a message if you want to talk about how amazing David Seaman's ponytail is. But other than that, that's pretty much everywhere you can find me.
And as usual, I am Kylex Plays everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. Before we say our goodbyes, I do want to just remind you that we would love for you to review and rate this show on whatever your favourite podcast provider is. It really does help. If you could do it, that would be great. As I said, we are slowly growing, and it would really, really, really be a massive boost to us. So with that being said, it's goodbye from me. Goodbye from anyone else.
Ta-ra, guys.
See you later, guys. Thanks for listening.